Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. From the talent and wisdom of Russian-born pianist Yelena Ekimov, that was the tune Indigo off the 2019 CD called Colors, another great album from an artist with a great story. Born in Moscow, Russia, in the Soviet Union, her parents noticed that she had musical talent when she started to play piano by ear at the age of four. She spoke with Neon Jazz recently about how she always felt like she wanted to express herself. Have a listen.
I always wanted to express myself. And I started to compose it almost 4 years old when I started to play by ear. And my mom, as a pianist, she was writing down whatever I played. And I have that notebook. And amazingly, I was not Mozart, definitely, but amazingly, it made sense. And I remember that I called my pieces like birds in a forest, fishes in a pond, and squirrel eats nuts and all that stuff.
She would learn from some of the masters over the years, then graduate with a master's degree in piano performance. And then she worked as a piano teacher in one of Moscow's music schools, gave solo concerts, attended courses at the Moscow Jazz Studio, played in an experimental jazz rock band, and composed a lot of instrumental and vocal music. But it was in 1991 with her husband that she came to the United States. While assimilating and surviving in a brand new country and raising children, she had to put her musical career on hold. During these particular years, Yelena experimented with synthesizer and MIDI sequencer in her little home studio, then found an ensemble of local musicians. She self-released albums in various genres, like classical, vocal, folk, Christian, and other organic music. That led her to releasing her first jazz album in 2009 called Cold Sun, featuring the legendary drummer Peter Erskine. This proved to be the major turning point in her jazz career. She is also a bandleader, producer, and co-founder of the L&H Productions record label, and she also gives piano lessons these days. She has served as a church musician and choir director for over 22 years. She's a survivor that believes in hard work, God's guidance, humanism, and eternal love, and it all comes out in her music. Great to kick things off with her. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has always loved jazz, from the early days off 18 and Vine to the roar of the Black Dolphin right here in 2019. Coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, making jazz a part of that daily musical diet of yours. So, from the newest 2019 CD, Rhyme and Reason, this is trumpeter Jason Palmer with the tune Blue Grotto as the show moves on. Thank you.
I'm Yelena Ekimov, born in Moscow and living in America since 91. I am a composer, pianist, and producer, small jazz label owner, and you're listening to Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
That was the talented hard bop tenor saxophonist and flautist Charlie Rouse with the 1984 tune Social Call. So he is known in his career for collaborations with Thelonious Monk that lasted for more than 10 years. He's out of Washington, D.C. and began his career with Billy Eckstine and his orchestra back in 44, followed by Dizzy Gillespie's big band in 45, Duke Ellington's orchestra from 49 to 50, then Count Basie with his octet in 1950, Bull Moose Jackson and his Buffalo Bearcats in 53. Then he moved on to Oscar Pettiford and his sextet in 55. This cat always stayed busy. From a cool jazz collective known as Native Soul, four gifted and unique players, this is the 2019 tune Sleepwalk off the CD What Is That Isn't, as we give you all we have around here. Thank you.
Hi, this is saxophonist and composer Benjamin Boone from the Poetry of Jazz Project. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
That was the saxophonist and composer Benjamin Boone. It was a solo instrumental, but he was joined by the great poet Philip Levine on this album. That was the tune Godspell off the 2019 CD, The Poetry of Jazz, Volume 2. He has garnered over 18 national and international awards and honors for his music, and he has appeared on over 26 CDs. Straddling the classical and jazz worlds, his music has been played by leading performers of both jazz and classical music in over 29 countries at leading venues like Carnegie Hall, the Kennedy Center, and Disney Hall. We caught up with Benjamin here recently at the program, and this is what he had to say about his career these days in 2019.
Right now, particularly, I'm at a pinch me moment. If you had told me when I was a senior or a junior in Statesville, North Carolina, you know, these things would, these opportunities would present themselves, I wouldn't have believed that that would have happened. So I'm just extremely fortunate, and I'm fortunate to teach at a school that, you know, supports what I do.
As we get into the tune called To the 80s from the storied flugelhorn player, trumpeter, and composer Chuck Mangione, have a listen to Benjamin talk about his live Chuck experience.
When I think was a sophomore in high school, I went to Charlotte to see Chuck Mangione. I was walking down the street and I recognized Chris Vidala, who was the saxophone player, who's an amazing saxophone player. If you really listen to those solos, he's just absolutely amazing. And I saw him on the street and then circled back around so I could walk past him again. And he was so kind and took the time to really talk to me and my friend for, you know, several minutes, right? And then he gave us a pass to get backstage. So after the concert, we went backstage and the band was asking all these questions like, oh, where do you want to study? What do you want to do? What resources are you looking at?
Hi, everybody. My name is Ben Leifer. I'm a Kansas City jazz bassist, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
That was the avant-garde jazz drummer Andrew Surreal, joined by his quintet with the 2015 tune Dakar Darkness off the CD Ode to the Living Tree. Throughout his career, this Brooklyn native has performed both as a leader and as a sideman in bands of Walt Dickerson and Cecil Taylor, amongst many others. And he began studying science at St. John's University, but was ultimately swayed into playing jazz in evenings and switched his studies to jazz full-time at the Juilliard School. This next cut on the show comes from the great jazz vocalist, songwriter, and poet Lisa B., and she is singing an adventurous poem she penned in honor of the great Cecil Taylor. This is timely, since we just talked about him. This is in honor of his one-year anniversary of leaving Earth on April 15th, 2018. And the name of this tune is I Am Orchestra, and our good friend Lisa will talk about her Cecil connection and more as we move on and have a listen.
One of their friends was Cecil Taylor, and he came to the house for a number of my dad's jazz photographs of him, one of which I used on the cover of this digital single. And so just being exposed to Cecil's music from a really young age and his really variable personality, you know, he was very shy early on, and then he was also, then he could also be extremely social and gossipy. And my dad and I visited him backstage quite a few times at gigs. So, you know, it's always amazing to be in the presence of a genius like that.
Bash. The affectionate black and white scale of his Bösendorfer keyboard is raked right to left. Oh, voices are calling and he is marvelously replying. I am an orchestra, a brontosaurus. And the scales fall from my fingers, groaning and sighing, falling from the San Francisco skyline. This afternoon's sunlight on shingles, lifting from silver cupolas. The din orchestrates a rent in time, through which the heads of Horus, Osiris, travel, dragging their little dogs. It's my world, says Cecil, not my undoing. In the dressing room, too delicate to pull the peach chiffon curtains closed along the rod, he is slyly telling stories on Oscar Peterson. But before the crowd, here in the crashing body, ribs, fingers, arrayed keys, black pressed grapes, here in this jade black wine, rage forgiving its own sadness. Hear me smash through the tombs, future and past, and a glimpse of a human heart. Then he bends his head, as if entering a low door, through the shiny black Bösendorfer's hall, elbows rise and fall, rowing, then throwing back his head, laughter rollicking under the cords. Must one always have a chord, a world? A richness. Remember, Mama, though I'm not past practice, at last the world listens as I cavort like a girl. Let me break. Let me take off my imaginary robe. Let me line up the clusters, series of choruses, forests,
this is Lisa B., Lisa Bernstein, coming to you from Oakland, California, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
In the basement. Thank you.
That was the great Kansas City jazz drummer Tyree Johnson, joined with the legendary jazz trumpeter Lonnie McFadden, live at the Green Lady with the tune In the Basement. So from the age of two, he developed a passion for people, rhythm, and music, and the drums. And his mother embraced and nurtured his hidden talents and abilities, and he began playing the drum set during their weekly church service. He was determined to get his chance to play a song with the band, and he got that, and he's been at it ever since. We caught up with Tyree here at the show, and he talked about his future. And as he talks about it, have a listen to some of the live sounds that Tyree had with the great Lonnie McFadden at the Black Dolphin.
It looks like the sky's the limit, really. And whatever you see is probably what I'm dreaming or what I'm seeing. Until everything just kind of unfolds, it is what it is.
One of the strongest examples of that historical KC scene is pianist and bandleader Benny Moten. As we get into the tune Right Tight from the 1930s, have a listen to Tyree talk about the strength of this Kansas City scene in 2019.
Kansas City jazz scene, I mean, I really didn't know how strong it was until I get a glimpse of what everybody else is doing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what's the standard for me? And, I mean, with that being said, I think the jazz scene is pretty strong in Kansas City.
Again, that was Benny Moten with those roaring early KC days with Right Time. And in honor of the Major League Baseball season for 2019 that officially started here in Kansas City on March 28th, we give you a tune called Gathering Crowds, a song that opened a great little baseball recap story called This Week in Baseball. From John Scott and the early 80s of worshiping baseball as a kid and the clips I long to see every weekend, this is the soundtrack full of jazz good. So it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat that calls the proverbial jazz balls and strikes around here with a homer of a voice, the neon beats Mr. John Christopher.
Righteous.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.